Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the question always seems to come up, whether a girl can really kick a guy's butt. And this topic comes up in my house all the time because I will, you know, be talking to my husband and, you know, my husband will say somebody did something to him or whatever. And I'm like, man, I would kick his, butt. I'm going to say butt instead of the A word just because I'm trying to keep it clean. And I was like, okay, I'll kick his butt. Like, I don't totally kick his butt. And, you know, he's like, look, you know, I respect women, and I think there's some real, you know, excellent athletes out there, but you, Dahlia, would not be able to kick his butt. And I'm like, I could kick someone's butt. I could totally kick the butt. And then the kids were acting up the other day. I go, stop it, or I'll, you know, kick your butts. Right? And I didn't say that. I say, whoop your tushies. And they're like, okay, yeah, Marley, Mom, try it. And all of a sudden, they peacock. And they both come up to me, and I'm thinking, God, I wish I learned Krav Maga, right? Because if I could just throw them onto the ground or foot sweep them or, you know, just, I could show, because I need to do that. And I can, it's just I don't want to hurt my babies. I really think I could have kicked their butts. I really do. But I don't want to hurt them, you know, because we women, you know, we know how to kick a guy's butt. We don't want to. That's why a lot of us don't. You guys, I know guys are always like, there's no way a girl could kick my ass. There's no way. Actually, there is. I'm going to explain it in a second. But the reason why I bring this up, and honestly, how come you guys didn't even tell me? Did you guys know that the Karate Kids, we're talking the 1980, was it 84? The 1980 Karate Kid movie, they're all running around on TV. I don't know if it's Netflix or Prime or whatever, but there's apparently the Karate Kids, all like grown up, William Zabka, by grown up meaning late 50s, William Zabka and Ralph Macchio, and they're like in the Karate Kid type TV show. It's called Cobra Kai. I had no idea. My Zoomer kid goes, Mom, did you know that there's like, you know, you remember these guys, right? And I'm like, that guy looks like he was from the Karate Kid and, you know, and what was the Rodney Dangerfield movie, Back to School? And I'm like, oh, my God, he's so cute. What's he doing there? And then all of a sudden you see him do karate. And I go, wait a second, he's with that other guy from the Karate Kid movie. And my son's like, yeah, this was like the Karate Kid. I'm like, no, it's not the Karate Kid. It's called Cobra Kai. So apparently, wow, I had no idea. And they look good. They're in their late 50s. They look good. Tight there. I mean, and then Ralph Macchio, you can tell he dyes his hair. Okay, we all dye our hair. But, I mean, he's like, what, I think 57 or 59? And, I mean, great shape. And I guess he's doing karate all over the place. Now, it's kind of cheesy. You kind of see, like, the, you know, they play some 80s music, and it still kind of has some of that, you know, 80s theme. Like, kid gets beat up. Kid gets, you know, picked on. So, kid needs to be able to overwhelm and, you know, be able to learn karate. So they could then kick the bad guy's butts. And it's the same story over and over again. Remember, I told you guys I learned in school that there's only really 11 true stories. There's only 11 actual stories out there. And every movie and every play, right, and every screenplay and every story is a takeoff on that basic structure. You know, evil against good, evil pervades, and then has to turn good. And I mean, it just, it's, you know, girl gets lost, try for the girl. Anyway, so, you know, so you can see similar story, and you know where it's going. But it kind of makes you feel good because, you know, remember kind of the 80s and you're a kid, because I was a kid in the 80s. And I was like, oh, you know, it was a feel-good story. You know, I'm not telling you about Cobra Kai because I haven't watched the whole thing yet. But in The Karate Kid, you had Ralph Macchio, the move from Jersey, had an accent in that movie. He doesn't seem to have the same Jersey accent now. So I guess the excuse is his accent California-ized after all these years. But he had a really thick accent as a kid. And then he got beat up by the cool kids. He had to learn karate from Mr. Miyagi. And then they had to do the, like, wax on, wax off, which you guys still give me crap for because my last name is Wax. Ha ha, funny. And then he gets a car. And then he gets the girl. And then all this stuff happens. And then he kind of does the stork thing or the crane, and then he does a flip thing and he hits Zabka in the neck and he wins, and it's really a good movie. Karate Kid movie is a really, really good movie. But now with Cobra Kai, I guess they're kind of taking it another level. But I saw one of the scenes where there was a girl and she gets on the mat and then she kicks a guy's butt. So, I mean, can women kick a guy's butt? Well, it depends, okay? And I hate thinking that the woman has to be, you know, WWE, or she has to be, you know, somebody who was officially trained. I like to think that many of us women still have the ability to kick a dude's butt. And I get, if somebody is 50 pounds more than you, if they're 3 feet taller than you, it is difficult. But I really do believe, and I know a lot of guys would disagree with this, but I really do believe that even if you're 110 pounds, not that I could ever imagine that in my life, and you know certain techniques, I really believe things out there like Krav Maga or whatever do work. I think if you can floor an assailant by either, you know, hitting them in the jewels or being able to poke them in the eye or be able to, like, you know, break a pinky finger or rip off a nail just to distract them enough where you could get a blow to the neck or a blow to the nose and the cartilage. And I believe if there are certain ways that you can, you know, I don't know if you'll be able to roll, like there's a Krav Maga technique where you're in a full Nelson, you know, full Nelson where the arms are up, you know, under your arms and behind your neck. I do that to my kids all the time. Every time I need to restrain my kids, I'll do a full Nelson on them. And then they can't get out. Well, there is a way to get out. You know, basically you need to be able to roll them over. Well, if you can't carry the weight, you could be in trouble. But if you could at least get a pinky or get into the scrotum or, you know, hit them a certain way or do a nipple twist, there are, you know, women know. Okay, and I'm not trying to stereotype us women, but we know how to tick off a guy. We know how to be annoying, right? We know how to get under your skin. And so I think a nipple twist is fair game. I think, you know, if you're being attacked, you could, you know, I would pee, I would throw up, you know, vomit. I don't care if they're beating up, you know, because that's what I was taught. I was taught, you know, if you're being attacked, you know, rape, pee on them, vomit, scream fire. Because if you scream rape, nobody comes. But if you scream fire, everybody wants to hit fire. But I really think a girl could kick a guy's butt. I really do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you're going to hear a lot about the 1619 Project. And I don't know if many of you are aware of this. This kind of came out about, I think it was a few years back. And, it's a, the 1619 Project is going to be a lot in the headlines now, as President Trump said Sunday that the Department of Education is examining the use of the New York Times Magazine 1619 Project in schools, warning that institutions that teach this alternative narrative of American history could lose federal funding. So where the 1619 Project comes in is it's based on the first day of African slavery that came to America. And that last year, I believe, marked the 400th year or the birthday or the commemorative day of when slaves were brought to America. And the curriculum, from what I understand, that 1619 Project includes is that the Revolutionary War wasn't so much a colonies wanted to get away from, you know, the British rule as much as they wanted to be able to, quote unquote, preserve slavery. And from what we understand, the Pulitzer Center released a school curriculum based on the product on the project. And Trump has responded in a tweet saying, stating that California is going to be using it. He said the Department of Education is looking at this. If so, they will not be funded. So here's an issue that I would have not thought would have also come up in 2020, but it is. In terms of the curriculum of how is history going to be taught to kids, and apparently historians have kind of clashed on whether, you know, the American Revolution was about slavery or not. And slavery, no doubt, I mean, I think we could all agree upon, was horrendous, was horrible, was probably the worst thing that, you know, could have ever been done in humans' history. And, you know, knowing that our I don't want to say fellow humans, but knowing that, you know, in our history that those things happened. I mean, Jews were slaves, Hebrews were slaves, Christians were slaves. People have been enslaved, you know, by countries and empires, and it's something that, you know, should have never happened, and it's a shame it didn't get, resolved or addressed until, you know, later on into, you know, the 19th century. But, we all can also, unfortunately, agree with the concept that the reason why slavery was done, I'm not saying agree in terms of approving it or justifying it, but in terms of what happened in our history, slavery was used, as an economical, vehicle. And so if they didn't have to pay for labor, if they could abduct people, force people, so they had free labor. They had to feed them, clothe them, which they did horribly. Many of them got raped. Many of them, when they were sick, they got left to die or shot. And you know, unfortunately, what happened to slaves was they were treated worse than animals. It's like I said, it's part of our history that is, you know, so hard and so difficult to listen to. However, there has been many discussions where there has been a rewriting of some things that happened with a different lens, and historians have disagreed on that. And so the 1619 Project is named for the day of the first arrival of Africans on American soil. And the Atlantic talks about how the reaction to the project was not universally enthusiastic. They say several weeks ago, the Princeton historian Sean Willens criticized the 1619's project's, quote, cynicism in a lecture and began quietly circulating a letter objecting to the project. And then other efforts have been to try to bring the 1619 Project, where it's a view of how, like I said, economically slaves were a vehicle and our history was changed as a result of that. And so, you know, there's now factual disputes, and there are conservatives and liberals are kind of, and I'm not saying they're fighting amongst each other. You have conservatives and liberals that either agree or disagree on how our history needs to be taught. And how, you know, and we all know that with this, you know, era of fake news, that depending on the textbook or depending on the author, history could be slanted. And, you know, we were taught, I was taught as a kid, that, you know, the British were, you know, taxation without representation, and, you know, they didn't want us to have our independence, so we had to fight back, and we were like the David and Goliath, we were the David, we were able to fight back, and we were able to, you know, but, you know, if there was, you know, other facts to that, you know, the whole story might not have been given. So I am for us getting the whole story. What I'm not for is rewriting history and having one author change it to their liking, another author change it to their liking. You know, I've seen textbooks differ, and I'm like, how does history differ? You know, I mean, you know, the Berlin Wall came down. when Chernobyl, you know, had their, it was 1986, when they had their, meltdown, their nuclear disaster. I mean, everything gets thrown into it. A lot of people have theories as to why. And, you know, where are the facts? And one thing that we've learned, unfortunately, in the most recent presidency is a lot of the storytellers or the fact tellers might be changing facts. And so now people are looking at our history going, what was right, what was wrong? You know, was there a part of the history that wasn't, accented? Was it kind of hushed over? Was there a part of the history, Bill Clinton, people will talk about Bill Clinton and they'll, maybe make fun of Monica Lewinsky, but people will differ on how much they stress Cigargate, versus not. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. People talk about Hillary Clinton's presence or Hillary Clinton's, reign as a senator and, her political, positions. Some might not talk about the emails and the servers and all that. Some might, some may. But the question we have is, and the issues that are coming into play is, what do we do with curriculums and students and history moving forward? So the project contained, Project 1619 was created by Nicole Hannah-Jones. She was awarded the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for this, but multiple historians have criticized the series of articles for multiple inaccuracies, including the argument that the American Revolution was fought not to achieve independence from Britain, but to preserve the institution of slavery. Now, I mean, that's a big issue. I mean, it was the War of Independence really about slavery? Was it really about they wanted to be independent? Was it both? Can anybody fact check? It's history. So, I doubt that there's going to be somebody writing something down going, I really want this happening. So we need, what do you do at this point? And, I know that in many curriculums, there's been shifts of what is accented. And there have been professors that have straight out said, look, we are tired of males being, these are professors saying this, we are tired of males being idolized for, contribution to medicine or in history or whatever, and it's time to honor and recognize the females. I think that's fine, recognize the females, but don't discredit if somebody did produce the Whipple procedure or come up with the name of, like, Bartholin's cyst or whatever. I mean, they came up with it, and it's been named after that, to take it apart because it was discovered by somebody who had testicles. I don't think it's fair either. So we're kind of at a crossroads now, and what's going to be revisited in great detail is our history and how kids should be taught and how it should be perceived. And so, growing up in school, I commended the teachers for, teaching us about slavery and teaching us about how horrible it is. We learned a lot about, Martin Luther King, and we learned a lot about, the struggles. And so, we had a very, very open understanding. But then again, if we're being told that the history we've learned is wrong, okay, and then we have fact checkers saying, no, some of this is right, some of this is wrong, now what do we teach our kids? And every textbook can be, unfortunately, different based on the author. So, as we attack fake news and as we attack fake media and say, look, just give us the facts of what happened, we might have to have that approach with history. But unfortunately, a lot of the facts might have been hidden. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's accusing Democrats of keeping states shut down because of the upcoming election day. On Twitter, the president said this morning that Democrats are keeping the states closed to hurt the economy prior to what he says will be the most important election in history. He also says his campaign is spending a lot of money to compensate for the false reporting on his administration's handling of the pandemic. Bodies found in Baja, California have been identified as missing American tourists. The victims have been identified after being reported missing last Wednesday. A third American found dead Saturday night at the southern end of the Baja Peninsula. There are now two tropical storms in the eastern Atlantic. Neither Paulette or Renee are expected to threaten the U.S. mainland. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The people who own the nation's small businesses seem to feel pretty good about the future right now, as the Small Business Optimism Index for August is slightly above its 46-year average, though the Uncertainty Index did increase to its second highest reading of the past 3 years. Amazon banning a potentially dangerous item on its website, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Amazon has banned foreign sales of seeds in the U.S. after Americans across the country received suspicious packages of seeds, many originating in China earlier this summer. Under the online retailer's new policy, as of September 3rd, overseas seed vendors are prohibited from importing plant or seed products into the U.S. Also, non-residents of the U.S. are banned from bringing such seeds into the country. Sellers who don't comply with the restrictions could have their Amazon accounts shut down.
The major Wall Street indexes have been down as much as 1% or more to start morning trading. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, for those of you who can't stand the happy birthday song, you're not alone. Apparently, some scientists say that the happy birthday song spreads coronavirus. Okay, well, duh. If everybody's around you singing happy birthday to you, I've never liked that song. Am I the only one that could say I've never liked that song? Notwithstanding COVID or the flu or other colds, I hate being sung the happy birthday song. Everybody, it's Dahlia's birthday, let's all sing and have cake. And I'm like, can we just skip to the cake? Then you have to stand there. And you know, somebody sings slowly, So happy. Can you do like happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to Daya, happy birthday to you. No, they don't do that. I go, happy birthday. Guys, we're singing happy birthday. Everybody, happy. Are we? Oh, wait a second. We got to wait for Joe. Joe's coming. Joe, we're going to sing happy birthday. You're standing there going, please, just let me eat the cake. Joe, what's going on? We're singing happy birthday. To who? To Dahlia. Okay, happy birthday. Oh, wait, we forgot Mary. Somebody's got to go there. I'm like, no, don't sing happy birthday to me. I don't like the song. I don't want to stand here. So you're standing there with your thumb up your right to peritoneum. Wait for everybody to get there. And then it's like everybody all together. Ready? Happy birthday to you. And you're like, oh, God. And then what do? Well, you smile, right? You act like, oh, this is so nice. You guys are singing happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you. You're like, oh, God, you're only on the second verse. Oh, my gosh. We still haven't even finished the whole stanza yet. Oh, here comes the chorus, happy birthday, or here comes the bridge, and you know, and then, and it's like, and then somebody decides to hold their note. Oh yeah, then you get the harmonizers in there, right? Happy birthday to Dahlia, and then you get the harmony, and they're harmonizing, you're like, gosh, please no. Then happy birthday to you, and then some guy holds that note, you, and then they just go, ah, you, and you're like, oh my God, let me eat the cake! Let me eat the cake! I hate being sung happy birthday to you. Like, go to a restaurant, you know? And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, okay, so when I waited tables, what did we have to sing? Oh gosh. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday from Tony Romo to you, or I don't know what we did. Oh my gosh. I don't know, but anyway, then we had to clap our hands. And, you know, as a food server, I'm like, look, I got three tables up. I gotta go hit the bar. I gotta serve the drinks. Now I gotta stop and sing happy birthday. So everybody's standing there, and you know the servers don't wanna stand there because they got interrupted. They have to sit there and sing happy birthday to you. And the person's like, I don't want to even want to be sung it. So, honestly, happy birthday originated back in the 1890s. I think it was a teacher that came into the classroom and started to do the good morning to all, good morning to all. And somebody said, well, that's a catchy tune. I don't know who the hell said that. And now all of a sudden we have happy birthday. My favorite birthday song would be like, you know, David Addison in Moonlighting, Bruce Willis. Like, you know, today is a birthday. You know, he'd be obviously, you know, singing. Okay, but anyway, that, I like that. So if you're going to sing happy birthday to me, today is a birthday, you know, maybe play some bass and I don't know. So that's the birthday song. So some scientists decided to let's study what happens when you sing the happy birthday song. Now, when you say the vowels, like ha, you're kind of sucking in. But when you go brr, okay, you're spitting. Two. There you go. And then U. Now, U is a little bit of a sucking in. Let me see. Which letters did they say was an issue? I think it's like a B, a P, a T, and they say R. So when you go birthday, I don't know, maybe because the R goes into the T. So they looked at the droplets, and they looked at the respiratory droplets, and they saw the people were spreading it. So they used a high-speed camera droplet analysis, and they found some consonants generate a higher number of small to larger droplets, which is disgusting. Another big problem I had with the birthday cake is, I wanted to eat the cake, and I wanted to take my piece, but they're like, okay, now blow out the candles. And they're like, why did you put candles in the cake, and now there's wax that's dripping onto the frosting. I don't want to taste candle wax. And I go, we had to do the candles. And then they're like, well, how old are you? You know, well, I'm 29. No, you're not 29. We celebrated your 40th last year, so you're 40, and then one to grow, so then they add an extra one, and there's always some pervert going, can I give you your spankings? Okay, where did birthday spankings come from? You gotta get your birthday spankings. Like, no. Okay, I do not want to be spanked on my birthday. I don't understand that. I guess birthday spankings were supposed to be fun for everybody else. I remember, you know, with our kids, like, all right, we got to the birthday spankings, and we'd chase them around, but I didn't want to spank them, so we did tickle attacks, you know? Or what we would do is when they were younger, we did do birthday spankings. So what would happen is I would start, I'd kind of go, you know, like, let's say they were like, I don't know, 8. So I'd go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I'm like, okay, and that is 1. Now 1.5. So it would make it go, like, you know, 2 hours. Just to drive them crazy. So I have to admit, as a mommy, I kind of thought it was funny. But the birthday spanking thing stopped. You know, now that my kids are 20 and 17, they're like, I just spank them anyway. I'm like, go spank your tushy. They're like, no, Mom, leave my tushy alone. So, yeah, I don't know. Birthdays have a problem. But the reason why I'm bringing up this study is because, I think it's getting ridiculous here. All right, I mean, thank you for studying the Happy Birthday to You song. You know, thank you for explaining that there are droplets. But, I mean, we've lived through flu. We've lived through COVID. We've lived through a lot of things. And I get this COVID is bad. I get that it's bad for a certain amount of people. The number keeps shrinking as we're getting more data, which we've been asking for. How many people got COVID out the blue who were healthy and died? Sounds like that's might be less than 10,000 versus somebody who had other health issues. The problem with that is, and I know you guys argue with me on this, I know you guys say, you see, Dr. Dahlia, only 10,000 people died of COVID that were COVID. All right, everybody else had a medical issue. I get that, all right, and I have been asking for the same numbers. I'm with you on that. But unfortunately, we can't ignore the fact that people who have medical issues are at risk of COVID. Remember, we have a very unhealthy society. We have a third of people having high blood pressure, almost a third of people having diabetes, a third of people having obesity. So when you have a third of a 328 million country, meaning 100 million people, having, and I understand that with the kids, maybe we're going to give and take a few million there too. But when you have, you know, over 100 million people at high risk for COVID, we do have to kind of take some precautions. We don't have to close down the cities. We don't have to close down communities. We don't have to stop church. All right. I mean, we don't have to, you know, stop getting our vaccines or getting our dental care. I'm in complete disagreement with that. But listen, I knew the CDC or any of the data that came out would make people kind of lose their urine. And I get it. You know, I expected the numbers of true COVID cases to be very, very small. But the problem is we did have a lot of people that died, even with other issues. We just need now, okay, how many heart attacks would we have had in a year? And then how many extra heart attacks did we have with COVID? How many flu deaths do we have in a given year? 20 to 80,000, okay? How many flu deaths this time around? Well, again, if everybody just concentrated on COVID, you need to go back, okay? And you need to look at their death certificates. All right, and if all it said is COVID, we're in trouble. But if it said, they had a heart attack, take a look. So if we have, let's say, 200,000 people die of a heart attack a year, arbitrary number, all right, and then this last year with COVID, we had 250,000 people die of a heart attack that had COVID, then maybe we could look at that 50,000 number, you see? So should we stop celebrating birthday parties? Should we stop spitting on the cake? Yeah, because everybody has to blow out the candles. You know, always the person who's blowing out the candles misses. And everybody there is so sick of the song, they're so sick of the cake, that they start to blow on it too. So everybody's blowing on the birthday cake. We're going to be celebrating birthdays differently. We're even going to be celebrating, we got Halloween coming up. And I'm already seeing, like, slingshots of how to, like, you know, sling candy into kids' mouths, which not going to happen. But we're going to be celebrating things differently. Everybody's like, Dahlia, we're going to get back to normal. We're going to get back to normal. Wait till the vaccine. With the vaccine, I don't know. Sputnik 5, I think that vaccine is starting to get some good results in Russia. In fact, Russia has now, they believe, completed a second vaccine. In America, and I think in Britain, AstraZeneca is going to final stage phases with their vaccine. So hopefully we'll get one soon. But, if everything else seems to be changing, can we please change the Happy Birthday song? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So two tropical storms are moving west through the Atlantic, and another two systems could be developing. Tropical Storm Renee and Tropical Storm Paulette formed yesterday afternoon, breaking hurricane season records in the process, because we shouldn't be this far down the alphabet in terms of hurricanes. Both are moving west through the Atlantic, while the National Hurricane Center has their eyes on another two developing systems. So Tropical Storm Renee is the earliest ever for the hurricane season's 17th storm, and it beat it by 11 days. The record had been held when Tropical Storm Rita formed on September 18, 2005. Rita would later grow into a hurricane and the Gulf Coast during the busiest hurricane season on record. Remember, 2005 had Hurricane Katrina. Paulette is the earliest 16th storm by 10 days, beating out 2005's Philippe, which formed on September 17th, also in 2005. That eventually grew into a hurricane. So we are beating 2005 records. As of 5 a.m. today, Paulette was about 1,200 miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands. It is moving northwest at 6 miles per hour with maximum winds that have grown overnight to 65 miles an hour. Tropical storm force winds extend outward to 105 miles, according to the Orlando Sentinel. So obviously Florida is watching this pretty closely. Paulette has continued to strengthen. Paulette could become a hurricane Tuesday night. But they said it won't retain the status long. They think it will weaken on Wednesday. We also don't think Paulette will hit land. Could affect Bermuda? Not sure. But we don't think it's going to hit America. Tropical storm Renee began pummeling towards the Cabo Verde Islands. Heavy showers, strong winds yesterday. It is 55 miles south-southwest of Santo Antão, moving 50 miles per hour. They expect Renee to grow into a hurricane by Thursday, but again, we don't think it's going to hit landfall. So now we have two more systems coming up. There's a low pressure southwest of Bermuda, showing disorganized showers and a few thunderstorms. 30% chance of that forming within the next 2 days, 40% chance this week. And then a tropical wave is predicted to emerge off the west coast of Africa in a few days. Tropical depression confirmed later this week while the system moves west across the Atlantic. That has a 70% chance of forming in the next 5 days. So we'll keep you guys posted. We're definitely watching the one near Bermuda. The remaining names for the 2020 season are Sally, Teddy, Vicky, and Wilfred. That doesn't mean we only have four left. I mean, that just means we'll then have to go through the Greek alphabet and start using alpha, beta, etc. I guess the only time meteorologists had to do that before is in 2005. And that's because they had a total of 28 named storms, and there's only 26 letters in the alphabet, so they did have to go into alpha and beta. So we will keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a third virus vaccine reaches a major hurdle and is going into final U.S. testing. It is AstraZeneca's vaccine. We have started to see a handful of vaccines coming into the last and biggest hurdle. Those last and biggest hurdles are inhuman cohorts and inhuman studies to see if it does cause long-lasting immunity. AstraZeneca announced yesterday's vaccine candidates entered the final stage. They're going to involve up to 30,000 adults from various racial, ethnic, and geographic groups. Two other vaccine candidates began final testing. That was Pfizer and Moderna. They said National Institutes of Health is working with the one on Moderna. Pfizer is working with Germany's BioNTech. They said to have just one vaccine enter the final stage of trials 8 months after discovering a virus would be a remarkable achievement. To have three at that point with more on the way is extraordinary, according to Alex Azar, Health and Human Services Secretary. So AstraZeneca has developed AZD1222. It's moving ahead globally with late-stage trials. They're going to be doing that in the UK, Brazil, South Africa. Further trials planned in Japan and Russia. The potential vaccine was invented by the University of Oxford and associated company Vaccitech. So the U.S. Advisory Panel released a draft plan Tuesday for how to ration the first doses of the vaccine. Remember, I told you guys that's going to be a mess. You know, we want people that are at high risk to get the vaccine, but we also need workers who are in the essential businesses, grocery stores, gas stations, etc. Health care workers, I'm going to donate mine. Whoever can have mine, I'll wait until we have plenty. But we need our first responders. We need, you know, people working in essential businesses also to get it. So they need to figure out, are they going to go to the retirement communities first, which a lot of us will agree are probably going to be the first step. Are they going to go to the healthcare workers first? We think it's going to be healthcare workers and first responders first. They think we're only going to have about 15 million. Then older residents of nursing homes and crowded facilities and people of all ages with health conditions would then get it. Then teachers, school staff, other essential industries, homeless shelters, group home prisons, and other facilities would get the shot. So that's kind of the spread. Healthy children, young adults, and everyone else would not get the first set of vaccinations, which I'm fine with on my end. I get it. But, you know, we've been waiting as an economy for people to get the shot and to for us to be able to move forward with our lives. Our vaccine, if to everybody, probably won't be a reality until next spring. So now Nicole Lurie, who helped lead pandemic planning of the Obama administration, said the first vaccines that come out are probably not going to be the best vaccines. Now, why would they say that? Well, you know, that was a pretty bold statement, but I wouldn't be surprised if the immunity is not going to be lifelong. I also wouldn't be surprised if the virus is going to be mutating faster than our vaccine could work. Russia is saying they're having some success. They finished the early stages of human trials on their second vaccine candidate. Siberia's Vector Virology Institute wrapped up phase two. And the vaccine candidate is reportedly a peptide-based jab, and it began human trials on July 27th, including 100 volunteers. So it's a small group, but again, by stage three, that's when they have to do a larger amount of humans. So they say the final group of 20 volunteers were released from the hospital. All 100 volunteers were vaccinated with two doses and have completed a 23-day monitoring period in the hospital. Volunteers are feeling good. So they're not hospitalized because they're sick from the vaccine. They're hospitalized from what we understand, or being told, you know, to watch. But even Russia's vaccine had to be two-pronged. They said separately, other researchers said that the adenovirus-based vaccine Sputnik V was safe, well-tolerated, induced a strong humoral and cellular immune response against SARS-CoV-2, according to the findings released. And early Russian trials were criticized for receiving government approval last month after only testing a few dozen people. So we want to make sure that any vaccine that is going to get the sort of, you know, coverage and promotions that it works needs to have been tested appropriately. By testing appropriately, you can't just do 20, you can't just do 100, you can't just do, you know, the ruler's daughter. You need to be a little bit more comprehensive than that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many people in the West are really worried about the air quality. Where I live, it is just, the sun came out red, because of all the dust. It changed the color of the sun from how we could see it. And many residents are kind of worried about what's happening with the smoke. And, you know, keep in mind, we have carbon monoxide in wildfire smoke, carbon dioxide, wood particles, formaldehyde, acrolein, which is a pesticide, benzene, plastics, and thousands of other respiratory irritants. But also, one thing kind of adding fuel to the fire is we have dry lake beds. And with dry lake beds, because of droughts and all that, dust is getting picked up with winds. So the air quality is kind of bad. So if you have coughing, wheezing, difficulty breathing, chest pain, mucus production, dizziness, fatigue, racing heart, your asthma, COPD could get exacerbated, heart issues could be exacerbated. It might not be COVID. It might be, you know, the wildfire smoke. Of course, still isolate or get yourself tested if you need to. And if you are having trouble breathing or having chest pain, you need to get yourself checked out. Unfortunately, the air quality is going to be bad for a while. If you're low on your COPD medications or your asthma medications, you definitely want to contact your doctor, get some HEPA filters. N95 masks seem to be the best in terms of the particles that we have. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.